Now we have an aftus after Limerick's 4-point victory here in the two Scala Crowns over Clare. Evan, a much hard fought game, much different to last week, but again, you saw plenty from your charges and you must be delighted with 2 from 2.
Yeah, Tom, as I said last day, another 2 points on the board. We forget about no reset. The way this round robin is, 4 points won't be enough. So, but it's good to have it in the bag, and we'll go again. As regards the game itself today, some of our elements of play were extremely good. Was it perfect? Anything but. But we've a 3 week block now where we can go away and we can, you know, try and highlight those few little aspects and try and bring another bit to our play again for Tip in 3 weeks' time.
Like last week, the goal was the difference. I think the 2 goals this week were the difference as well, really, in a lot of ways. 2 well-taken goals. The first one, a real team goal, which I suppose started from the goalkeeper. But I guess the players, they got to show the quality that maybe the weather didn't allow them to at times last week.
Yeah, exactly, Tommy. You know, goal is a big momentum shifter in a game, you know, and the first goal obviously helped settle us. And then the second goal, shortly enough after half-time, again, helped settle us, but when Clare had, we're after hitting a small bit of a purple patch, which is going to happen. But it was the efficiency of the boys, you know, they got their 2 chances, they took them. And as regards the general play, it leading up to it, it's, you know, something that the boys have worked very, very hard on training. When you see that come to fruition, it can be very satisfying on that side of things.
Again, the bench important. Patrick Kearney, one of those, puts his hand up maybe for further inclusion. Two nice points, especially when Clare were getting really, really on top of you. I think they got it back to maybe 1 or 2 points, so very important scores from him.
Yeah, huge. You know, the 5 lads that came in today, the injection of energy that they gave was much needed, and it was very pleasing to see that every one of them come in and put their hand up. As I was saying, the last day, Tom, you know, we've 37 lads in the panel, and it really is a panel effort, and that's not just a play on words. The effort that these lads put in, and the caliber of hurler that they are straight through across the board, is fantastic, you know. And you know, all they want is an opportunity, is a chance, and when they get it, they have to take it, and so far they have, to be fair.
Half time, and you're up by 4 points. Were you a little bit disappointed you weren't up by a bit more?
Yeah, I was, John. I thought some of our shooting efficiency wasn't where it should be, and you know, there was times where whilst we were trying to do the right thing, it just wasn't that small half a second to, you know, left or right. It was just those small little aspects. You know, I thought we, for the quality of our play and the amount of possession we had, I thought we should have been further ahead. But you know, and we knew that in the second half, the Clare were going to come at us. That was, you know, you were guaranteed that, but to be fair to the boys, they rode the wave and they got the result in the end.
Objective achieved, really, 2 wins from 2. You have a 3 week break, as you've mentioned already. You know, it's a tricky one, that kind of a break. You probably might even want again next week again.
Yeah, that's it. You know, we probably will be looking to fill in a game there somewhere along the line, because, you know, it's keeping these boys topped up. And, you know, that's why I was saying again the last day, to be repeating myself, it's this. This round robin, it's just so important for lads at this age that they get the exposure, and it's games that they need. It's games, 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 and you know, game by game, they've been improving.
You mentioned the 37 man, and you've a big backroom team involved, which are very much a team effort the whole way across. Like.
Massively, you know, and every single person in the backroom team play a massive role. You know, they've all got a defined role. They all do it. The letter of the law, to the best of their ability, and you know, you need that. You've 37 players who are sacrificing 3, sometimes 4 nights a week. You have parents driving the length of the county, and you know, if they're going to make that sacrifice, you have to make sure that you know that the fare you're putting on for them has got to be the best of your ability. Like, you know, so each and every one of those backroom team play a massive, massive role in what you've seen here today.
You've got 4 points still with you.